Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Full Service Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to BYT Radio. My name is Brandon Weatherby. BYT Radio stands for Brightest Young Things Radio. Brightest Young Things is an arts and culture website based out of Washington, D.C., with a presence in Chicago and New York City. We record this every Thursday at the beautiful Line Hotel in Adams Morgan as part of Full Service Radio. Full Service Radio has a slew of shows, 30-plus shows. Is that correct, Jack?
That's correct.
30-plus shows. And every once in a while... We are not recording in Washington, D.C. Every once in a while, the person that runs this station has to leave to go to other exciting places to talk into microphones. And we're recording this episode in advance because he, right now, at the time of this original posting, at the time of this original podcast streaming thingy, he is in Austin, Texas, at South by Southwest, a festival so popular, it is hosting... three Democratic debates on CNN, because that's when you know festival. Yeah.
Oh, man.
They're hosting three town hall meetings with three Democratic presidential nominee hopefuls, because you know, music festivals. So, Jack.
Yes.
We've talked about this on the show before, that you will be going to South by Southwest, but this will be the first time you're going just as... an interviewer.
Media, yeah.
As media.
That's
now,
right,
you've gone in the past as a performer.
I've gone as a panelist. I've gone as a performer.
Well, you didn't talk about the panelist part.
I was the same. I did both weeks, so I was on a podcast panel.
Really?
Thing. Yeah.
What year was this?
2013.
So it's 14. A while ago.
It was a while ago, yeah.
What did you... Are any of those people still doing podcasts besides you, number one?
Yeah. It was okay. Heritage, a bunch of the Heritage radio hosts.
Okay, great. So, but this was before the true crime boom. That's when I'm referring to podcasts.
It was right
now.
Alongside that.
So it was right when Serial was Serial.
Yeah, it was post-Serial.
Okay. So that's a weird thing to say.
I know.
Okay, so then it was 2014.
Something like that. But I also played music with Odetta as well. I don't remember now. I'm mixing up my dates.
Well, this matters. I'm not joking.
Okay, so it's 2019. I was there last year. Maybe it was a little bit... Maybe it was 2016.
Okay.
It might have been 2016.
Okay, so you think you're aging rapidly.
Yeah.
Okay, why... We've talked about this before, but I really want to focus it on again.
Okay.
Why go to South by Southwest? Who is this for?
Go when you're invited.
Go when you're invited. Now.
No, that's... I'm softening from that stance. We did this show last year, and I was a bit of a curmudgeon.
Because that's when you were a performer.
Yeah.
And I don't think you interviewed people last time, did you?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Very different experience.
Yes. And I've just... So there's a big group of kids that are going down from D.C. They go by The Factory. They are University of Maryland graduates who had a radio show there. They now do their show in Full Service on Sundays. They are all about local DMV hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really hardworking, and I love the kids. They, 11 of them, are going down, and they're renting an Airbnb. And they didn't really have any plans.
Do they have badges?
We want to be there.
Do they have badges?
I don't think so. I think they're just like, we want to be there. And at first, and last year's version of Jack would say, like, that's ridiculous. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. However, because they did that, now that I'm going down there, there is an opportunity for them to perform mm-hmm. and do things.
Now, are they performers?
One of them is DJ. So okay. I'm going to be able to facilitate a DJ set for him at the hotel.
Okay.
And we're going to have like a Friday night sort of party where all the kids from the factory will be able to come. And
okay.
And then other opportunities seem to be popping up for them. They're like, yeah, we're gonna get to interview Tierra Whack. And we didn't, like, all these unexpected things mm-hmm. are happening for them. So to walk back my last year's don't go unless you are booked and being paid, I suppose if you are, and this, I guess they're not really a band, right? Like, they're a brand.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Hold on. Let's talk about this. I'm 36. You're
33.
How old are these people? I'm thinking like
younger,
22, 23.
Younger, yeah. Yeah.
Like just out of college?
Maybe. Yeah, something like that.
So like 22 to 24.
Something like that, yeah. And but some of the people in their crew are a little closer to our age too. It's a big group, but.
Okay. So it seems like a generational thing. Actually, now it's not even a generational thing. It's no longer bad to say you're a brand.
No. I don't know if it, I don't think it's a generational thing. I think it's an age thing. I think
that's generational. That's what it means.
No, but okay. I guess I'm thinking you mean that it's today's 23-year-old versus like 6 years ago. Like I feel like
No. Today, right now.
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
No, that 23-year-old would be 29. They're on the cusp. Uh-huh. Where like me, I'm always gonna hear brand discussed. The same way I hear content and I'm disgusted, even though that's what it is.
I think there's the word brand is coming back, I think. I think they're taking a little more ownership and pride in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's a bad thing.
You think so?
Yeah. People now think of their brands.
I think people have reimagined what brand means, and it's taking ownership over your thing and your image.
What is it then?
That's what I mean. Like okay, so Desus and
image
Mero,
is also bad.
Desus and Mero have really popularized this phrase, the brand is strong.
Mm-hmm.
And for them, that meant like our intellectual property is so strong that Showtime wants to throw boatloads of money at us.
Sure.
Our brand being us as
I get
people.
That. I get
yeah.
that.
So I don't know if that's so a bad you think, thing. I think that's maybe a good thing.
You think they've redefined what brand
a
means.
Little bit, yeah.
All right. Well, in that context, I want to believe you and I want you to be right. And I hope that and if that is the future, great. I love it. Awesome. Because to them, I don't know if this is true, it's like our authentic self is the brand.
Yes, and building a brand as something that people would want to buy, like, yeah.
But building a brand inherently sounds icky.
It sounds icky. I think
it
that's
does.
Because we're, you. I think because what brand meant to us.
That's the, what. Well, yeah. They're older than us.
Who, Desus and Mero?
Yeah.
Slightly, yeah.
So, once again.
But they're speaking to a younger generation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're in this weird cycle now.
I hear you.
That's not necessarily a good thing. You're going to South by Southwest.
I am.
When I went to South by Southwest 2014, I was not too old to be at South by Southwest, which was very surprising to me.
2014, you were 31?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was 31.
Yeah, you're not too... Anybody's too old to go to South by Southwest.
Okay, you should be. There should be ages here. There should be too young and too old, and that's not a bad thing.
Well, then you get the Bob Boylans and Stephen Thompsons who are there, and they marathon it, and they go to like 40 shows.
And that's awesome.
Comprehensive coverage. And are they too old?
No, not at all. Not at all. That's the thing. But like, you shouldn't be... I shouldn't say too old. You should be. You can be too young. A lot of these shows are 18 and over, 21 and over, and like you won't enjoy it as much because you won't... If you're that young, you're probably not going to care about the like John Prine's playing a secret set at this coffee house for 10 people.
And you're
people.
Maybe just not ready for the logistics of it all if you're that young.
Exactly. That being said, if you're the factory kids, you have the energy.
Yes.
You could actually negotiate these waters a little bit better.
You don't mind sleeping on floors.
Than your 30s, yeah, your 40s, uh-huh. your 50s, etc. So
right.
I shouldn't say you can be too old. You can't be too old, but you could definitely be too young. This is not a family-friendly festival.
Not necessarily.
It's not really a festival.
No.
It's like a conference.
It's, yeah.
Is it still a music conference?
It depends on how you define conference, but I think so.
Yeah. Now, you're going there for the music component, is that correct?
I'm going there for the music week, correct.
You're now interviewing people, which is something you've done this a lot. It's not like you haven't interviewed people before, but have you interviewed anyone specifically at South
by? Yeah, but that's not why I've been at South by. So I've done interviews just because I happen to be there and may run into somebody and want to get an interview. But now I'm going for the sole purpose of doing that. I'm setting up a pop-up studio in the lobby of the Line Hotel in Austin.
Which is weird because people will go to you.
Correct.
That's... not how it usually is at South by Southwest.
No, you're out in the field meeting people where they are.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited about this, actually.
So you're the only person I know that has like a nice hotel room. I'm assuming they're putting you up at the Line.
I will be staying at the Line Hotel.
And all you have to do every morning, I'm assuming you're doing this like all day, all night.
All day. We're gonna do day.
What are your hours at the Line?
I'll probably pop up from like 11 to 6 or so.
Okay, so you're doing roughly 8 hours of interviews.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it like, I'm assuming one person an hour?
You know, the way South by goes, it's really hard to make solid plans because so many things are happening and a lot of these, you know, musicians and a lot of talent, that it's like, we'll see what our schedule looks like.
So right now, how many days are you going?
Let's
see. We're recording this a week in advance for the listener.
5 days.
You're going for 5 days. And you're in theory recording 4 of those 5 days or 5 of those 5 days?
3 probably.
3, okay. So
like solidly
you're doing
three.
Roughly like 20 hours.
I'd say that's about right.
Of those 20 slots, how many are filled?
Oh, hardly any.
Really?
I have like 6 things penciled in.
I am surprised it's not fuller.
It will be in the coming days.
Sure. who do you hope to talk to, or is that the whole point of going? You're supposed to find out who's new.
Well, I'm not going to find the newest artist or trend or uncover it. My purpose there, what I like to do with any of these hotel activations, and even with full service here, is speak to local fixtures.
Okay, so you're more interested in like Austin people.
Correct.
That's different.
It is very different.
So if you're more interested in Austin, why are you going during South by Southwest at all? It's not like those people won't be there in a week or two.
Well, it's an exciting time, and there are some Austin people who come back around for South by.
Former Austinites?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the word?
Yes, and there are, let's call them South by lifers, people that are there every year that maybe they don't live in Austin, but maybe they're a big part of it, and they're always there for South by.
So I remember chatting with someone that was giving me a haircut at the conference in 2014, because they were a local barber, and they were also a local musician. And this gentleman played the first ever South by Southwest.
Oh, cool.
And like showed me the press clipping of him and his band. I want to say it was like him and his band, like Poi Dog Pondering and like the Jesus Lizard. So this is like the early mid-90s, something like that.
Yeah.
And he was describing it to me. It's like, yeah, this is our Mardi Gras now in terms of like economic boom time.
Yeah.
Austin's always a great music city. New Orleans, always a great fun food and drink and party city. But like during Mardi Gras and during South by Southwest, you're paying so much more for those hotels.
Yeah.
Now, I understand why the factory kids are doing it. I guess the premise of this show is why go to South by Southwest, which I think is a fascinating thing to talk about. I think the factory kids actually are doing a great job. And when I say kids, yep, I mean adult young men.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's 11 of them.
Yeah. Because
awesome. They're going to have fun. I understand why you're going. Because you have a job to do and you have some, I guess, requirements. Or not requirements.
No, you have to. But I mean, I'm interested in doing it this time.
What word am I thinking about? You have a structure of like so that you're following.
I don't know.
It's not obligations, like you said. This is optional.
I have a project.
A project. There you go. You have a project. You don't have a project. You don't have a group of friends to go with. You're a musician and you have a publicist, but you don't have a label and you don't have a tour manager.
Interesting.
Is it worth going?
You have a publicist.
You have a publicist.
You don't have a label.
Don't have a label, and you don't have a tour manager. You book your own tours.
You
book your own fucking life.
Have you been
life.
Able to book any shows at
You've
South by?
You've booked two shows at friends' houses, but they're not official. Is it worth going?
Who else is playing on the bill?
Two locals and other bands no one's ever heard of.
Mm.
You're not going to have an easy time getting people to go to these shows. Is it worth going?
No, not okay. As a band with all of your equipment and a van with your...
What if you're a DJ?
Well...
What if you travel light? What if your entire...
Again, do you have... Have you been booked?
You've not been booked officially.
You're not booked at all.
You're definitely not an official artist, no matter what.
You are a DJ. What are you looking to do with your career?
Okay, who is it good for? If you're looking to just play DC-based clubs and you happen to be in DC, but you think it's a good idea.
See, here's the ugly thing. It's like... Networking is a big part of building any career.
Mm-hmm.
So the factory, let's use them as an example. Putting in FaceTime with some of these other industry figures that maybe they've emailed with, maybe they've seen in DC here and there, just running into them and saying, oh, hey, it's you. Hey, good to see you, man. What are you doing here? Oh, you know, we're here. That can be useful.
Okay.
That can be useful. It's not always useful. You need to have some things in motion. You need to know some people. If you look around at your networks and say, wow, so many people I know are going to be there, a lot of people that I'm trying to build stronger relationships will be at South by, then maybe you go.
Okay.
And maybe you show face and maybe you buy somebody a beer. And
now we're talking just the music perspective, because I think that's the only capacity of which you've covered the festival. Is that correct?
Yeah. Okay. I did the interactive like a little bit for the podcast thing, but I'm not going to get into all that.
I did interactive, and there was one night of music crossover. And I can tell you this. I loved interactive. I loved it. And I think that there's a ton of reasons to go. A lot of the times you go just to learn what not to do.
Yeah, that's
fair. And that's
fair.
Really, really important. I think it's a little bit more difficult to learn that when it comes to music, because there's a lot of variables. And I think the festival, it's like double or triple the size of interactive.
The music component. Yeah,
so I was only there one day of crossover. I really don't know how it is the same way you do it. Do you have any tips for anyone to stand out in any way?
Well, I just want to say one more thing.
Oh, please.
Another reason to go is, especially if you're rapidly aging, it's kind of keep your finger on a pulse, like to see what's doing well in music. What shows are sold out? What shows are full of 22-year-olds that are going crazy for something you haven't heard of? Like, it's a real opportunity to kind of take in a lot of information.
That's a good point. You can't really do that regionally.
Not really. I mean, here and there.
I mean, like, if you lived in New York, yeah, sure.
Or even in D.C. So Songbird plenty of times has, like, young rappers that sell out shows that I'm like, who the hell is that? I don't even know who the fuck that is. And then I'll go to the show. Like, Chris Kelly's great at this. South By is, like, so much of that all at the same time. In all different genres as well.
Yeah.
So I think, even from just a research standpoint, if you're a band and you say, we're not going to bring our instruments, we don't have any shows, but, like, what the fuck are people, what's doing well?
Sure, sure.
Then that's a good reason to maybe
it's a good point.
To go. Standing out, I don't really know. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It depends, like, as a performer.
Yeah, let's go with performer.
Again, it's like, what show are you booked for? I don't know. Have fun. I think people that take it too seriously, that shows, and it's like you don't want to, you shouldn't show up doing the South by Southwest book report as a band where you're like, you know, like, have fun. Look like it doesn't matter as much to you as it might, because that can be contagious. And, you know, we had my musical partner and I, Odetta, when we were touring, we played a show at 1 a.m. And there was, like, a death metal band before us. It really cleared the room. We were like, this is, we were exhausted. We just drinking a bunch of beer on stage. We fucked up a lot. We were laughing amongst ourselves and thinking, like, well, that was a disaster. And Bob Boylan was there and, like, loved it. And people were like, that was the best show you guys did because it was fun. And everyone's so used to bands coming up there and, like, here's our thing. We're going to show you our perfect set. But just, I think, being loose, having fun.
It seems like, it's not like you're talking out of both sides of your mouth here, but, like,
a little bit.
Maybe it is just a net positive. Maybe it totally is worth going, because it's a lot harder to get more attention at home, which is unfortunate. This is not a DC thing. This is an everywhere in the world thing.
I think it's a net positive, and I think you're right that last year when you interviewed me, I was just a performing act, and I think it can be kind of hell for that when it's a part of a tour, when you just have one, you know, you're a band and there's a lot of equipment to bring. So I think I only saw it from a small lens. I think zooming out a little bit, I think it is a net positive.
It seems unfortunate, but kind of necessary that for sometimes for a local act to get noticed, they have to leave. And if you're a DC act, it's a lot easier to get attention from your NPR folk if you're not in the same place where the NPR folk live. And if, and, like, because you're technically a local act at that point. You are based in DC, and
all of our NPR coverage came from South By.
And that's messed up.
Yeah.
But that's just how it is. And that's not a DC problem. That's an everywhere in the world problem. So if you're at South By Southwest, for some reason, I think it shows, like, all right, you've passed a certain barrier to entry. You're now worth our time. It's unfortunate. That's just how it is.
It is just how it is. And I don't think you can go to South. They said this last year. You can't go to South By without an official show on a label's showcase, playing your friend's house, and expect to end up on an NPR list. That's the big, that's where the don't go thing comes in. You have to have the right expectations.
Now, here's where I'm not entirely sure if it's worth it, is if you are playing, like, the DC house, but you're not an official artist. So the Washington, D.C.
Well, I'm assuming D.C.'s paid your way down?
No.
Okay.
They have not paid your way down, and you are paying for your own lodging.
Okay.
They've given you a slot on
your
show.
You're a DJ?
You're a DJ or a band.
In a band. You have a slot at the D.C. stage.
Yes, but you're not an official South by Southwest artist. So this is where I'm on the fence, and here's why. Because I actually saw a band from Mexico and a band from Canada playing the Mexican... Or actually, no, that's a lie. The Canadian band was playing, like, the official Canadian showcase. And they happened to be an official South by Southwest band, but that was not an official South by Southwest showcase. Mm-hmm. And then the Mexican group just happened to be from Mexico, and they were playing an unofficial show, and that's how I remembered them. And I liked both of them, and then, like, I wrote about both of them, and I've since followed both of them.
Great.
And so to me, like, they got what they wanted, because, like, I was writing about the festival every day, and I wrote about bands that I would have never heard of, and one was from Canada and one was from Mexico. And they clearly had to travel to Austin, Texas. But they weren't official showcases, but they were in good venues.
Mm-hmm.
So, once again, Does it matter if it's not an official showcase?
No, that doesn't matter.
If it's a good venue.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. The official or not official doesn't matter. The good venue will carry you.
Now,
and who else you're playing with.
These were both afternoon shows, and they were very poorly attended. And I think that's why I enjoyed them so much.
That's not always a bad thing.
Exactly.
Poorly attended is not always a bad thing. There are different types of poorly attended.
Okay, now, if I'm an artist and I'm playing a poorly attended show, is it the same advice you'd give anybody else? Just, like, have fun?
Yeah, totally.
That's a very vague thing. But I think it's also a lot more difficult for anything that isn't guitar-based to have more fun, especially if it's like hip hop, because it's like you kind of need a crowd. Versus if you're a band, you're like, well, now this is just a glorified practice.
You can have
a lot
fun
of fun
with it. You can totally have
but
fun.
But it's hard to have fun with it when there's like four people in the room.
You have fun amongst yourselves.
All right.
You know, I really do believe that. It's all about managing expectations. I think that's really what the thing is about going to South by or not going.
What's your expectation going as an interviewer?
I hope to get great content. I hope to connect with a lot of people that I don't see often.
Okay.
And that's another reason to go. I am speaking from a position of privilege, having a lot of connections with a lot of people in a lot of different industries that I know will be there. So if you don't have that, then, you know, it's different. But yeah, I'm excited for that. It's going to be good to catch up with people. Who knows what will happen? You know, you get a drink with somebody you haven't seen in a few years. I plan on opening a radio station in Austin at the Line Hotel. So maybe somebody says, I have to connect you with this person. There's this, my younger cousin is just got out of college and wants to learn how to engineer. Maybe they can volunteer for you. Who knows?
I see.
So just being there is good.
So what I want to know from you is after the fact. I want to know in a week or two or three, whenever I see you next, if you think it was a good idea that you would during this festival, or it was a giant distraction. Because I could see it going either way. I could see it being a huge asset because everyone's going to be there, and I could see it being a train wreck because everyone's going to be there. And it's going to be difficult to tell until you do it.
I am pretty confident this will be a net positive. If only just to connect to a lot of the DC people I work with here in Austin, to be able to show them the ropes a little bit, to say, like, it's your first time here. Let me show you around a little bit. That's going to be good. There are so many things I have going for me this time that even if two of them go well, then I'll feel good.
Do you know, this is not a hypothetical, do you know anyone actually playing?
I haven't really looked.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Yeah.
I'm sure, like, I do, but
it's not like a festival, it's like a conference.
Yeah, I haven't really looked yet. But usually the way this kind of thing goes is, like, during South By, you'll be on Facebook or Instagram, and that's when you'll see who's around. And it's like, oh my God, Joe's here.
Yeah.
Oh wow, Joe's playing a show tomorrow afternoon. Let me text Joe and see if he can come do an interview.
Yes.
That's why I'm leaving so much of it open.
Got it. Are you worried that you're going to end up with like six interviews over 3 days?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. I have some that are locked in. A lot of like old school Austin radio people. I have like actually two old radio personalities from Austin, which will be great. Somebody who co-hosts the Austin Music Awards. I think I just secured an interview with the founder of Fader.
Okay. Who's
going to talk about the history of the Fader Fort, which is one of the best attended stages at the festival.
I remember the Fader Fort from CMJ.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yep.
Were you there the year Adult Swim sponsored everything?
No, but I remember
that was great because I saw Against Me play in a room not much bigger than where we're sitting right now, and I saw a guy spill his entire eighth of Coke on a velvet couch.
That's great.
And then I tried to suck it all up from a velvet couch into his nose, and it did not go well. And he was very upset and frantic. It was pretty cool.
Amazing.
And I won a poker set.
Wow.
Because I knew some Aqua Teen Hunger Force trivia.
I'd be good at that, too.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is I'm a music professional conference pro.
Yeah, clearly. Oh, I forgot to mention one other thing.
Go ahead.
Andrew Bird is playing at the Line Hotel, and I will be interviewing Andrew Bird.
That's a
pretty big part of this, I guess.
That'll be nice.
It'd be worth it just for that alone.
See, I'm trying to be nice. I'm not trying to insult anyone, so I'm not going to say any other words.
It's fine.
Do you still like music?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're pretending in any way?
Nope.
Good. That's good.
Yeah, I do. I do still love music.
That's good. Do you miss CMJ at all?
No.
I do legit miss CMJ now. Because CMJ, I don't really want to go to South by Southwest now because it's so expensive.
Okay, I see. So CMJ is kind of like South by Light, and it was close and easy.
Well, no, because if you're like, this sucks, you're like, I'm in New York City. Like, there's always a great thing to do literally on the same block. We're in South by Southwest. It's like, no, you're kind of trapped.
Oh, yeah.
This area, and you're paying a lot of money. And, well, the food is great. There's no qualms about it. It's like, you're surrounded by a bunch of people that, like, kind of look like alike, kind of sound alike.
Here's my pro tip for anybody in their mid-30s who has apprehension about being trapped at South By, doesn't see themselves partying late mm-hmm. and heavily, wants to see good music, but doesn't want to pay premium.
Go to Memphis.
No, oh. San Antonio.
Really?
Yes.
Why San Antonio?
It's like an hour away.
Did you play San Antonio when you were doing the little tour before or after?
Just stayed there.
San Antonio is only an hour away.
I can research
Please
this
do.
As we talk, but it's close.
San Antonio's an hour away?
I'm going to have to fact check this, so let's see.
That's
San
great.
San Antonio to Austin is 1 hour and 20 minutes.
That's not bad at all.
Not at all. And then you're visiting another city.
Shit, I should have done that.
Yeah, it's
great. I would do that now.
Parking is a little tough at South By.
Parking stuff everywhere.
But parking stuff everywhere.
I had no problem. By the way, yeah, I had no problem parking this up. You just don't drink.
Yeah, right.
You're
exactly.
fine.
If you don't drink... Which we didn't this
and
year.
I didn't pay for parking either. I remember. I still remember where
parking.
I parked. I parked where there's like that little field. Because Austin's a city of bridges and highways.
Yep.
I parked right near, like, not an overpass, but sort of a ramp.
Sounds like every.
Yeah. One of us. And it was like a field. It was like a small park. And I parked around there. It was like 2-3 blocks away from the comedy section because the comedy section is like kind of where the houses are. So I'm going to leave you with my. Memory from South by Southwest, and maybe you could do the same before we bid adieu. This is something I will unfortunately never forget. Okay? Funny or Die had a lot of money at the time. I still think they have a lot of money at the time, and I want to say this is the spring of 2014. And Funny or Die had a great lineup of a bunch of free and wonderful shows, and I was down there as part of media, and then my friend and I did an unofficial You Mean Them Everybody show, which is my other show that I do. And, she's friends with all these comics, and we're friends with all these comics, so they gave us comedy badges, right? So we were able to go to the Funny or Die house to sort of like just regroup and eat free food and stuff like that. And so we were at this Funny or Die house, and we're like, you know what? We're going to see the Funny or Die show that everyone's going to wait in line for. We're going to see the Funny or Die show that's going to be like a once-in-a-lifetime, why is this happening, special South by Southwest show. So we wait in line for roughly 2 hours, and we see Bill Cosby do a backyard show in a backyard in Austin, Texas for about 200 people. There's about 2,000 people outside of it watching on a giant screen, and I've never seen a man control his audience more.
Wow.
And every single person there was just in love. Now, I just decided, well, fuck this guy. I'm going to eat the catering. So while Bill Cosby was performing for 199 people, I was standing at the one table in the corner that no one was at because they were all watching Bill Cosby eating delicious foods and treats that everyone would soon raid as soon as Bill Cosby was over. And then Chromeo played. To me, that's a great representation of South by Southwest.
That's it in a nutshell.
There's about, like, the people behind the festival know, like, this is a bad dude. This might not be a good idea, but, like, the nostalgia factor is just way too high.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to like him. And he was amazing.
Because
I knew. So I was like, I'm not going to support this guy, but I will definitely eat this free Funny or Die food. And then watch Chromeo.
Sounds like a good deal.
What is your South? That's
I can't outdo that.
You cannot do that?
I don't know. Like sleeping in a car because my flight was at 5 a.m. I mean, I have nothing.
We did that too. We did the airport. Because it's way cheaper to do it that way.
Yeah, there's no point in paying for
Hey, Austin, Austin rental car situation is pretty good.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's at the airport?
It's at the airport and they don't have to be there.
Yeah, it's really good,
It's pretty good. I think it's canopied too because I remember storms and like we were fine.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So kudos to the Austin airport. Everyone, if you're going to South by Southwest, say hello to Matthew McConaughey. He will be there promoting the most recent, is it Harmony or Harmon Kimmer?
Harmony Korine.
Thank you.
I can't say it enough. Yeah, rent a car and stay in San Antonio if you are older and don't feel like being suffocated by South by or sleeping on a floor or paying way too much for your accommodations.
Yeah, now I might be joining you in a year or two.
In San Antonio?
In San Antonio, because that sounds fantastic.
That's great.
All right, we'll be back when we're back. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a wonderful night.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter at @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook at Full Service Radio. Thanks for listening.